A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Inspiring interviews, Singapore stories here on Money FM 89.3 with me, Jason Dacey. Wild Honey is a Singapore company owned and operated by husband and wife team Stephanie Hancock and Guy Wax. And Guy is my guest here in the studio. Of course, you're located in Mandarin Gallery. And Guy, you've got something special happening this week, a Taste of Jerusalem with Yossi Elad. Can you tell us about that?
Good morning, Jason. Great to be here in the studio with you. Usually I would be cycling this morning, but because of a small injury, I'm not in the saddle this morning. So what's better than being on the saddle? Being in the studio with you.
And you're very busy preparing for this. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we've been working on this event for a pretty long time. And the idea happened a couple of years ago when a guest chef from Melbourne came to Wild Honey as a visiting chef. And we saw the way he was working and creating the dishes and the way the staff reacted, and the public really liked the dishes they created. And some of the dishes are still on the menu until today. We did things like the Brittany and Boulevard St. Michael and Flinders Lane, which were all Melbourne-influenced breakfast. So based on the success of that promotion, which was Melbourne Does Breakfast, we thought it would be a great idea to bring someone from Jerusalem and do Jerusalem food, Jerusalem breakfast, Jerusalem brunch. And through a friend, we were able to make a connection with Chef Yossi, who has restaurants in Jerusalem, London, and Frankfurt. So he's a very accomplished chef, quite a senior guy. And we approached him with that crazy idea of bringing him all the way to Singapore because he's never been in Asia. And he loved the idea of coming here and also seeing what's going on here in the culinary world, what Singaporean food is all about. And we started working on this back in April and May or April, and really putting the whole menu together and kind of the whole experience of what it would be like going into the Jerusalem markets, the smells, the sounds, the ambiance, and trying to recreate that in an authentic way in Wild Honey Mandarin Gallery. And we're absolutely thrilled because Chef Yossi will be arriving on Wednesday night, and he's going to hit the pan on Thursday and start cooking up a storm. And Friday is the first day of the promotion.
Yeah, Friday the 2nd of November to Wednesday the 7th of November 2018. So what can we expect? What is Israeli food? What is Jerusalem food?
That's even though we'd like to take all the credit for this cuisine, it's really a mishmash collection of foods that arrived on the shores of Jerusalem from many, many places, Turkey, Eastern Europe, North Africa, Lebanon. It's so diverse. Yemen. I mean, you have so many flavors and spices and different kind of foods which are coming together. So I don't think there really is anything called Jerusalem food per se, but because someone is putting all of these creations and all of these amazing flavors and spices on one menu, we decided to focus on the Jerusalem street food experience. I'm not sure if that's a good answer.
that's an interesting answer, and I'm definitely going to check this out. You're Israeli yourself, right? So what do you remember about growing up eating Israeli food?
I remember eating falafel. I remember eating a lot of fruits and vegetables. It's seasonal because we have seasons in Israel. And we love eating food all the time. One distinct thing about Israeli food is Israeli breakfast. So chances are, if you go to Israel, you're going to have an Israeli breakfast. It's always going to be, this beautiful spread of vegetables and white cheeses and eggs and very hearty bread. So I think that's something that Israel does very well. And also vegetarian food is quite strong in Israel as well. and also beautiful seafood, and also some quite interesting local wine as well.
Okay, and of course your wife is your partner in this project at Wild Honey, Stephanie Hancock. And what kind of crossover is there between Australian breakfasts and Israeli breakfasts?
Well, when it comes to brunch, no one does it better than the Aussies, that's for sure.
Really?
Every time I go to Australia, I'm amazed at the coffee culture over there. The specialty coffee movement is truly unique, and it always gives us a lot of ideas. We love Melbourne, and we love Sydney. We love going to the cafes. We love talking to the owners, to the baristas, and seeing what's new, different roasting techniques, different vendors, you know, new beans, new equipment, new machines. And also, it's just a very relaxed and very fun vibe going to Australia. I think it's a little even more relaxing than going to Israel.
Wow, that's it. I've never been to Israel, but I'd love to go. So tell me about, you know, coming up to 10 years now with Wild Honey. I guess it was 2009 that you began the cafe. And tell me about the influence of Australia, Israel, and everything that you're doing to try and bring that experience, fill a void perhaps for Singaporeans.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that the chains that have done very well here in Singapore, and I think also that, you know, one of the big game changers in F&B retail was the creation of Marina Bay Sands with all of the, you know, star chefs. There's also, you know, a new project coming up in the new Raffles Hotel, whereby they're bringing really the top shelf chefs from around the world. So I think that we identified something that was kind of in the middle category that was lacking, which was owner-driven, you know, enterprise, not corporate, something that people felt was very personal. And we focused on the coffee, we focused on breakfast, and we focused on the hospitality, the experience of how people feel when they come to Wild Honey, and making it very, very individual, making it very, very, very fun and uncomplicated. And, you know, in the beginning, we didn't take reservations. We had no menus. Everything was on the blackboards, and you had to queue up. And you know, I think that it was very, very well received by the public here. You know, it's been a great, great run over the last 9 years. And we are, you know, eternally grateful for Singapore for embracing the brand. We're very proud to be a Singaporean brand, and we hope also in the future to export this experience regionally.
Oh, wow. Speaking to Guy Wax from Wild Honey there at Mandarin Gallery, how's the journey been different to what you expected when you took that chance of setting up?
I think as an entrepreneur, everything that you worry about, everything you try to plan for, doesn't actually happen as you thought. So all of those countermeasures, nothing really happens. But a lot of unexpected things that you thought were going to be okay actually end up being surprises. So you need to work with intuition. You need to be a good listener. You need to know what's going on in the market. And I think that there's a couple of noticeable trends going on now in F&B retail. So, for example, the delivery platform is becoming more and more important.
Of course, yeah.
And fast casual is really picking up, and specialty coffee. So, you know, I think a good operator is noticing what's going on, trying to stay ahead, keep innovating, keep fresh. And by bringing someone from overseas, by bringing a chef from overseas, you kind of infuse that momentum and you give everyone something new to think about. And I think that's very important for any small business.
And you spoke about possible regional expansion. Can you share your plans about that?
Well, we thanks for asking, Greg. We opened our first shop in KL about 3 years ago. And we're also looking at possibilities in Jakarta and Bangkok as well. So Hong Kong is another fantastic option. We'd love to do something there. Mm. So if there's any investors listening, you know, we'll be glad to meet up for a coffee.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? It's always a gamble when you spread your wings. You've probably got a nice business here in Singapore. You've got a good reputation. People know about the quality. And taking that next step, there's always that element of risk, right?
there is an element of risk, and you need to be prepared to sacrifice a lot of things when you open your own business. Mm. And I think that the local government is encouraging young entrepreneurs and SMEs to go out and to create their startups. I think that a lot of young people don't understand how much sacrifice goes into opening your own business, but I think that it's worth the while. And you know, once you have your setback, you need to get up and keep rolling. You can't give up until you make it.
So what can we look out for on the Taste of Jerusalem menu? I want to get some taste buds sort of getting activated out there as people listen and think about what they can do and maybe check out Wild Honey in the next few days.
Taste of Jerusalem is going to be just one big party on Orchard Road. Mm. Everyone is most welcome to come and enjoy the fun. You can expect to get a welcome drink, you know, by a mixologist at the door, and some a falafel ball, you know,
very falafel.
Yeah, you're gonna get a falafel, and you know, there's gonna be a DJ spinning. We've got Malcolm X spinning for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's gonna be a nice, you know, kind of Middle Eastern vibes and beats. Mm-hmm. Menu-wise, a lot of dips with things like schug, amba, trina, hummus, chatzilim, eggplant. Mm-hmm. Also,
is that Israeli, right?
Again, we'd love to take the credit for all these foods, but they came from somewhere. They come from long traditions.
It's a melting pot, right?
Yes. They come from places as like Tunisia and Morocco and many, many wonderful places that have this beautiful food. Also, some of the signature dishes from Machne Yehuda in Jerusalem, the sabich, and a bunch of other surprises. So, you know, we can pop up a surprise menu for you if you come in, Jason. otherwise, everything is listed on the menu, and also some boutique wines from the Jerusalem region. Mm. We have some very, very rare wines, which are produced in very, very small batches, some Chardonnays and some Merlots, and it should give you a really nice taste of Mediterranean food.
And you mentioned it's the first trip to Asia for Chef Yossi Elad, right?
Absolutely.
You're going to take him for some laksa, some chicken rice, going to give him some local cuisine?
Listen, he's getting the royal treatment. He's doing everything from fish head curry, you know,
to crab, maybe?
Absolutely. Chili crab. And he's going to be out every night tasting the wonderful food of Singapore and experiencing what a fantastic place this is.
So how do we find out more about both the Taste of Jerusalem event and also Wild Honey?
Just please feel free to visit our website and go to the newsletter. We have the menu there, and also some more information and background about Yossi. Monday morning, Yossi is giving a master class to some of our followers, and they can learn some of the techniques and methodology and recipes from Yossi. And just come on in, Mandarin Gallery, Orchard Road, and we look forward to welcoming you.
All right. Check it out. It's a Taste of Jerusalem from Friday the 2nd of November to Wednesday the 7th of November 2018 at Wild Honey at Mandarin Gallery on Orchard Road. Many thanks, Guy, for being our guest here on Money FM 89.3.
See you at Wild Honey.